AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the 19-time champion jockey, joining me to look ahead to Saturday's action and a good day to look forward to as well. Some good racing from Haydock, Ascot and Wincanton this weekend. And AP's on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thank you.
Now we'll start with the story that we've been talking about all week, AP. You announced your retirement last weekend. A week on from the decision, how do you feel about it now?
Look, it's something that I'd obviously thought about for a little while before I announced it. Obviously, I felt a little bit of maybe relief at times after I had announced it, just to get it out there, because it was only me that had thought about it, or me that had known it was going to happen. Look, I have had good days since and not so good days since. You know, it's not something that I've ever thought I would look forward to, and I still don't think I'm going to look forward to, but it happens to everyone, and you know, I think the time is right for me to do it now. I want to do it whilst I'm still riding well and hopefully going to be champion jockey. So it was always going to be difficult to do it whilst things were still going relatively well.
Yeah, it seemed quite raw last week and quite emotional, and you've talked about how hard it was to come to the decision. Is it getting easier to live with, or is it still quite difficult?
As I said, it has its moments. There's some days it's okay, and some days it's not so good. You know, it's something that I've done for, you know, since I was 16 years old, but obviously on a more busy basis for the last 21 years since I've been in England. So it's going to take a lot of getting used to, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I suppose a lot of people this week will have gone to see you. A lot of people will have asked you the question. I'm going to be the next person to ask you the question. Any idea when it will be?
No, I don't know. As I said, I've kind of got this thing in my head that I'd like to have my last ride as a winner on one of John Joe's horses that JP owns. But you know, the more I've been around the country the last sort of week, that people have been asking when my last ride is likely to be, and they'd like to come racing that day. And you know, so in that respect, I kind of feel that maybe I should give a more definite date. And if that was the case, then it might be the last day of the season at Sandown. But I haven't decided. I haven't given it a total thought as to what, or it's not been on my thoughts to think about what the day is, but it could be Sandown. Maybe, I don't know. It might be before it. I have no idea. Sorry, I'm mumbling, but I have no idea.
Okay. Let's talk about some horses then. You've ridden two potential Gold Cup runners this week. You won on Carlingford Luck in Ireland last Sunday, and you've won on Holywell in the UK since as well. So they're both 12-1 for the Gold Cup this year. Do you have a preference of those two at the moment?
It's tough. I mean, Carlingford Luck beat last year's first and second in the Gold Cup in Lord Windermere and on his own in Aberystwyth. So, in what looks now like a very open Gold Cup picture, then he definitely got a chance. And Holywell was the star and novice last year, if you like, after he won an entry. Had the likes of Wonderful Charm and Don Cossack well behind him in entry. Kelso on Thursday was the first time since then that he's shown that he is a Gold Cup contender, and I really do think he is. It would be, if I had to choose between the two of them, it would be a really tough call. But you know, obviously I'll be riding Carlingford Luck if he runs, you know. So, but if I had the choice, it would be a tough call.
Okay, right. Let's get stuck into Saturday's action. Anyway, plenty to look forward to. We're going to focus mainly on the action at Haydock. AP's riding at Haydock today as well, and we're also going to take a look at the big races at both Wincanton and Ascot. But starting with Haydock, we'll get stuck into the first race there, which is the 145. We start here with a Class 2 juvenile hurdle. It's the Victor Ludorum juvenile hurdle. It's over 2 miles and heavily odds-on favourite in the shape of Top Notch, who's 1-5, 8-1 for Scrafton. Istim Ra is 14s and 20s for Medicine Hat. Perhaps not the most competitive start to the card, AP. Can you see past Top Notch here?
Not really, no. I mean, he's been very impressive in his wins at Newbury and Ascot. He's got a rating of 144, so he's well ahead of the others in terms of ratings. Realistically, it's about whether Top Notch jumps around or not. And, I mean, the others have got good levels of form. Medicine Hat and Scafton and Ishtimar, but look, it's all top match. There's no point trying to talk about it too long. He's going to win if he jumps around.
Okay, top notch. Should win the 145 then. The 220 is the second race on the car. This is the Grade 2 hurdle over 3 miles. It used to be the Rendlesham hurdle. And at Fisher's Cross heads the market at 5-4. It's 5-1 for Land of Vic. See You at Midnight is 6-1. Sevens for Milan's Bar. Closing ceremony 10s and 12-1 for Barra Fundal. You're on board at Fisher's Cross again, AP. Hasn't won since spring 2013 now. But if he were to reproduce his best, he would win this, wouldn't he? So what are you expecting from him this afternoon?
Yeah, it's a long time since he won back at the N3 Grand National meeting back in April in 13, as you said. Look, some of his form is decent enough. Like his runs at the back end of last year when he was third in the World Hurley, he was second at N3 and was third at Punchestown. If he reproduced that, it's good. It's definitely good enough. His two runs this year are probably not good enough. Behind Cole Harden at Wetherby and behind Lieutenant Conan at Leverstown over Christmas. He's just a very hard horse to keep right physically, and Rebecca seems very happy with him. And look, I'll be disappointed if he doesn't win. There's lots of younger, progressive horses in there, maybe. The likes of Milan's Bar, Closing Seminary, Land of Vic is another one. Barra Fundal ran well last time when he won here, beating Milan's Bar at Head Out last time. And See You at Midnight was a good novice hurler last year, finished off when third behind beat that in the big staying hurdle at novice hurdle at the entry. Look, I'm hoping that at Fisher's Cross will win, and I wouldn't put anything off.
Okay, at Fisher's Cross then. In the 220, the 255 is the third race at Haydock this afternoon. This is the Grand National Trial, a Grade 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 5 furlongs. The market headed by Benvolio this morning, who's 6-1. Monbeg Dude is 7s with Broadway Buffalo. Rigadenda Boshen, last year's winner, is 8-1. It's 9s for Trust and Times and Ben Benz, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Monbeg Dude this time, AP. It's the first time you've ridden him. We know he's a strong stayer and the previous winner of the Welsh National. Do you think he's got a good chance this afternoon?
Yeah, he's got a good chance. He's ran okay at Haydock in the past before. I think Haydock of old, when it was a good big jumping track years ago, would probably have suited him better. It's a lot quicker and tighter now than it ever was, so I'm not sure the track is totally right up the street, but his couple of runs this year have been good. He was fourth to Hennessy behind Many Clouds and obviously fourth in the Welsh National last time. The Welsh National is obviously a race that is going to play a part here. Benvolio, as you said at the top, was a good second in the Welsh National. Of the others, Regan and Debochan, as you said, won this race last year. Obviously, he's pulled up in a three-run since, but he's definitely capable. Broadway Buffalo was a very impressive winner, 2 runs back at Haydock. Was a bit disappointing last time at Wetherby, but he made a bad mistake and that kind of knocked with every chance he had of winning. Samstown won well at Haydock last time when he won. Ben Baines is another one that's been consistent. It was a good second last time. Gasoline Boy was a bit disappointing. Look, I think the Welsh National is the likes of Monbeg Dude and Benvolio have definitely got very good chances. But I think on his win when he won Broadway Buffalo could take a bit of beat.
Okay, Broadway Buffalo could take a bit of beating then in the Grand National Trial. On to the next race, which is the 325. This is a Potemps Network Handicap Qualifier. It's over 3 miles, and you're on board Akalim here, AP, who heads the market at 4-1. Has been back from fives as well. Eights for Vicente. Run Ruction's run is eights with Bygone Sovereign and Racing Europe. 10-1 for Invicta Lake and Kelvin Grove, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. You could have ridden probably two or three others in this race, AP. So what's made you go for Akalim?
Well, there was a couple of others that I could have ridden, but they're a bit less weight. Stonebrook and Kelvin Grove and Sunny Hill Boy. They were all basically low on weight, and that's why I've got for Akalim, because he's got a bit more weight than they have. Akalim won at Sedgefield last time. Didn't jump particularly well, so he'd have to brush him up on his jumping. But it's a race that is very open. He's got a chance. He's definitely got a chance in. Ruction's run was third behind Dalawan and Cruz Linen at Musselburgh on his last run. That was a pretty good run. I think that the Haydock would probably maybe suit him a little bit better than Musselburgh. Of the others, Buddy Bolero was in pipes and is now with Tony Martin, had been chasing. I said 1 run for Tony Martin at Limerick over fences, back over hurdles again. on his very best one, Buddy Bolero might have a chance of running well. Of the others in Victor Lake, Calvin Grove, he said John Joe's horse, just got beat a short head last time at Taunton, and his horse is capable of improving. And the other one is David Pipe's horse that won last week in Newbury, Bygones Sovereign. Got a very easy lead when he went Newbury, but won very well. He's, I think he's got a very good chance. He did win well in Newbury, and I think Bygones Sovereign is the one to beat here.
Good, Bygones Sovereign, the one to beat in the 3.25. On to the 4 o'clock next, the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle, a grade 2 over 3 miles, and the market headed by Fletcher's Flyer, who's 13-8. 5-2 for Ballard, Definitely Red is 7-2, 10s for Globalisation, and 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. You're on board Globalisation, AP, who's a winner at Aintree and runner-up at Foss last on his two starts under rules. The step-up in trip here as well, do you think that'll bring out a bit more in him?
Yeah, it might bring a bit more improvement in him. It would need to be honest. You know, I think of what he's shown to date is probably not good enough. So we'll have to take it as we go. Even he is a horse that might potentially make a nice chaser in time. But what he's shown on his run over hurdles and bumpers, I think he needs to improve a little bit. Fletcher's Flyer has made a good start to hurling. His last two runs at Ascot, he won quite well, and last time at Wincanton he won well as well, beat Aquil in the horse I ride earlier in the day. So yeah, he's got a very good chance. Of the others, Bilal Ben Casey's was second last time at White Pine. Three Musketeers, wasn't beaten that far. That was a good run, and definitely plays a part here. Definitely Red, but Brian Ellison's won well at Catrick before he was second at Newcastle. That's okay for him as well. But I think the two main ones here are Fletcher's Flyer and Ballard. And I think Ballard, getting £7 from Fletcher's Flyer, I think Ballard is the one that's going to take all the beating here.
Ballard for AP then in the 4 o'clock. The 4.30 is the last race we're going to look at Haydock. This is a Novices Limited Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Algernon Pazam heads the betting at 9-4. 3-1 for Wolf. Runswick Royal is 5. 7s for Oscar Fortune and 5 in a row. And then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, AP. Plenty of these coming into this in decent enough form. Do you like any in there?
Look, as you said, there's a few of them in decent enough form. As you said, Nigel Fiston Davis is horse. Algernon Pazam has been in good form. His win the last day at Leicester was good enough. He beat Medieval Chapel, who won yesterday at Fakenham. So, you know, that's a pretty solid run before that. He'd won at Warwick. So, you know, his form is very solid. Runswick Royal has got decent enough form too. Was second last time at Doncaster behind Royal Regatta. Before that, he won at Newcastle, beat Yorkers. His form was okay. Tom George's Yuff was disappointing last time when he ran at Haydock. Before that, he'd won at Haydock, so he's obviously a horse that's pretty much won over. Well, he's won over 2.5 miles at Haydock in a novice hurdle. So, you know, he doesn't seem to mind the track, that's for sure. Clondog Draft of Donald McCain's has bits of good form over hurdles. Got a bit to find as well. And 5 in a row is the other one. Look, I think Algernon Pazam of Nigel Tristan Davis, I think his win last time was pretty solid. And I think he'll take all the beats.
Okay. The big race at Wincanton this afternoon is the Kingwell Hurdle. It's a grade 2 over 2 miles, a recognised champion hurdle trial. Irving is the 6-4 market leader. Sign of Victory is 15-8. 7-2 for Blue Heron. Hint of Mint is 14s and 66-1 or bigger prices for the others. Irving there at the top of the market was the fighting fifth winner. Disappointed at Kempton, but found to have a foot infection. That was to blame for that. So if he's back to his best, would you see Irving as the one to beat here?
Yeah, maybe so. He was disappointing at Kempton, and obviously if he did have a foot infection, then you'd be inclined to let that be a good enough excuse for him. He obviously won the fighting fifth, won okay as well, beat the best of Alamere that I've won on a few times. He's a decent enough form. The other sign of a victory, he also ran in the Christmas hurdle behind Faheen that Irvine ran in, and he was well behind. And he was even behind another one of today's runners, Blue Heron. So you know, I think Blue Heron is actually, there's not a lot between Irvine, Sign of Victory and Blue Heron. I don't think any of the rest can play a part. I think Kendra Minster have got the fine Byron Blues, and I think they've got no chance. I actually am going to go for the outsider of the three fancy ones. I'm going to go for Blue Heron to beat Irvine and Sign of a Victory.
Okay, Blue Heron then in the Kingwell Hurdle. And the final race we're going to look at is the Ascot Chase. That's a grade one over 2 miles and 5.5 furlongs. And Petty Zig heads the market at 9-4. It's 3-1 for Boulder Success. Ballycasey's 4-1 with Marfaloo. 16-1 for Rajdhani Express. And Theatre Guide is 33-1. Petty Zig, unbeaten over fences so far, AP. 4 wins in novice company. Takes on the more seasoned chasers for the first time. What do you make of Petty Zig here?
He has been very professional, in fairness to him, in his wins at Ascot and Cheltenham. You know, he looks the part, there's no doubt. It's a step up against more seasoned campaigners, if you like. Boulder Success won okay when he won last time at Kempton, but this is again a step back up in the Grade 1 Cup. He seems to have struggled in the past. Paddy Casey has been a little bit in and out. He's been tried over various trips. His last run at Leopardstown over 2 miles was disappointing. Rajdhani Express has put some decent form in Grade 1 company, but has been a little bit out of form. Theatre Guide, I don't think, is good enough. And Marfaloo of Nicky Henderson's ran okay on his on a reappearance at Down Royal and got better then again at Aintree. I think her winning the top of Aintree was very good, and before that she was second to Holywell at Cheltenham. I think on the best of her form, I think Marfaloo is the one that's going to take the beating here, and I can see her winning.
Okay, Marfaloo for AP in the Ascot Chase. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck with your rides at Haydock today. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and we look forward to speaking to you again next time.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.